With SRN News, I'm John Scott. That's the sound of opera singer Chris Macchio singing American the Great at Donald Trump's second inauguration. The 45th president, Donald Trump, has now been sworn in as our nation's 47th president. He's promising a revolution of common sense and will act swiftly after the ceremony. A very busy first day in office. Executive orders have been prepared for his signature to clamp down on border crossings, increase fossil fuel development, and end diversity and inclusion programs across the federal government. The Senate today expected to confirm Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. Bob Agnew reports from Capitol Hill.
Long before Inauguration Day, senators from both sides of the aisle signaled their support for Rubio as Donald Trump's pick to serve as the nation's top diplomat. Rubio is viewed as one of Washington's top experts on foreign affairs, and even some Democrats who may be reluctant to drop any opposition to Trump nominees are otherwise inclined to support a fellow senator as he takes on a new role in the administration. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Also at SRNnews.com, fire-ravaged Southern California may see a break in the weather.
Rain is forecast this weekend. Meanwhile, the Eaton fire is 87% contained and the Palisades 59%, according to Cal Fire. Evacuation orders remain in effect, and officials warn that other residents need to be ready to go if new fires start.
That's correspondent Julie Walker reporting. The U.S. is marking Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the federal holiday set aside to honor the life of the civil rights icon. Wall Street is closed today. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention sets its 2025 public policy agenda.
The denomination's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission says it will work hard to curb abortion in the new year, focusing in particular on the proliferation of abortion drugs. Baptist leaders are also going to fight the LGBT agenda, especially where it concerns transgenderism and children. Supporting religious freedom and campaigning against gambling and marijuana will also be priorities for the largest Protestant denomination in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations announcing new actions to counter a surge in anti-Semitism, including encouraging governments to enforce laws against hate crimes and discrimination. The UN was created in the aftermath of World War II and the Holocaust, in which 6 million Jews were killed, and has worked to counter anti-Semitism. However, the 193-nation world body has been accused of being anti-Semitic itself. This is SRN News. Britain's National Polar Research Unit launching a recruitment drive, hoping to convince people to apply for jobs in Antarctica.
Christmas is over, and for most, the daily routines of work and school have well and truly resumed. But one research organisation is looking for people who want to switch cars for skidoos, roads for open seas, and have an office looking out at icebergs, whales and penguins. The British Antarctic Survey wants people to fill roles including carpenters, chefs, electricians and plumbers. It promises zero regrets, paired with a contribution to science that will help provide a critical understanding of our world.
The BBC's Frankie McCamilla. China broking a ceasefire between Myanmar's military government and a major ethnic rebel group in the country's northeast. That ceasefire between the military and the Myanmar National Democratic Alliance Army. More details at SRNnews.com.